Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
My next guest works with bog iron. Don't worry, he's going to tell us what that is and how it can make beautiful metal tools, ornaments, jewellery and so much more. He's in Urlingford in Tipperary, just on the border with Kilkenny. Jamie Smith, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, how's things there? Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're delighted to have you. Should I call you a blacksmith or a bladesmith?
I'd do lots of different kinds of work, mm-hmm. but primarily it'd be blades and bladed weapons.
What's the difference between both of them for people?
So a bladesmithing is one aspect of blacksmithing. Like people mm-hmm. tend to specialise.
And so what exactly, will say, do both of them make, just for people that may, even myself, just learning about this?
Oh, so a bladesmith would concentrate maybe on things like axes, knives, swords, or even weapons. A blacksmith could do anything from decorative ironwork all the way through to historical reproductions.
Wow. I was looking at your website and the photos of your creations, they're fabulous. And I know you do larger pieces as well. Tell us a little bit about what you make and who you make them for.
So right now I'm working on a cutthroat razor for Buddhist monks out of bog iron, a sub-Roman spatha sword for an archaeologist, again out of bog iron, and it could be little hunting knives, could be chef's knives, could be anything at all really.
So predominantly then, is the, I suppose, the type of things that you make, are they customised designs?
Yeah, they'd be mostly custom orders, like, so to suit the person individually.
Can you remember the first thing that you made?
I'd rather not, to be honest with you. It was terrible.
Oh. We all have to start somewhere.
Yeah. So it's the kind of craft you can get into very cheaply, very quickly.
Yeah.
And start making stuff. But it does take time. It takes time before you get quality and the skills down, you know.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, looking at the detail of some of the things that you've created, I mean, the time, the effort, the skill that has to have gone in. I mean, it's extraordinary. Like, they literally are pieces that would just wow you. I would imagine if anybody got one as a gift or anything, they're just extraordinary. Can you tell us, I suppose, how you got into the profession?
I was in construction before and the kind of stress got to me, so I decided to take a year out. Mm-hmm. I seen a 15-year-old kid on YouTube just flattening out drill bits with a little gas forge. And I thought, Jesus, that's cool. You know, I'll give that a go. And it was only ever intended to be a little hobby for a year, just to kind of take a break. And I just fell in love.
Wow. I mean, you unearthed a new talent just by... And that's for a lot of people. You start a hobby and you realise, yes, I love it, but I'm also quite good at it. And so many businesses grow out of that, which is really an authentic way to grow something because then you have such a passion for it. How then, I suppose, did you learn your trade? Like, did you know where to go or what to do?
So in Ireland, we're kind of short on educational resources for blacksmithing. Mm-hmm. So we don't have an apprenticeship scheme here as such. So many people are self-taught.
Wow.
Or they might, we have the School of Blacksmithing in Limerick. So they run free courses up to City and Guilds Level 2. And then after that, you can train with people in Ireland or you can go over to England and study in Hereford.
And I know teaching is very important for you as well. And we'll get to that in a few moments. But I want to ask you, you know, what's it like, you know, working with fire and metal as you're shaping something? You know, even that idea of using your hands to construct something.
It's addictive. It takes over. Mm. You could pick one small aspect of blacksmithing and study your whole life and you wouldn't know it all.
Yeah.
So it's an endless opportunity for expansion and learning.
And for you then, like I mentioned, the teaching, why is that so important for you, that, you know, I suppose the idea of helping others?
I suppose it's, to be honest with you, it's people are coming to me. There is massive, massive interest out there in heritage crafts in general, but especially in blacksmithing and bladesmithing. So there's so many people out there who are trying to get into this. And so I like to help them on their journey. We have the Irish Artists Blacksmith Association, and we have another association called Forge in Ireland. And they're doing great work at promoting the craft and getting people into it. And people come into this from different reasons. There are people coming into it looking for a business, mm-hmm. and there is lots of work out there for blacksmiths. It is a viable business. There are people coming into this from kind of research kind of end of things, you know, so archaeologists looking to kind of go, you know, feel what it's like to do the things they're studying. Like,
yeah, that has to be incredible though, because you're reading about something, you're learning it, and then you're putting it into practice as well. So it's like this whole holistic experience, nearly the full circle.
That's it. You have, because you have, you know, there's people who come in and you have the whole artistic side of it. Mm. You have people like myself who are more interested in the chemistry and the mechanical properties of things that we're making and how we change those. We have people who are into the kind of shorter term history, you know, like our local heritage kind of craft.
Yeah. I mean, they're ancient
traditions.
Our
heritage ironwork. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love on your website, you say you heat it, hit it and beat it till it's beautiful. So even for some people, you know, you mentioned about, you know, that idea of taking a break and finding something that you loved. There's a release. Like, is it almost therapeutic even doing something like that?
It's when you're actually forging, it's like driving a motorbike fast or, you know, when you're on a horse and you have to be in the moment, otherwise things go wrong. It's the same thing. So you can pick up a hammer and go to your anvil and literally hours will just disappear. You get so engrossed in it.
How physical is it? How demanding?
It's as physical as... It shouldn't be that physical, you know. So with proper training, you learn proper hammer control and hammer technique. It's not that physical. It's kind of short burst energy. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're heating the steel up. You only have so long to work it. So you're back into the fire then. It's not that physical. I've had children as young as 6, 7 coming into the forge here and working away all day. I've had people as old as kind of in their late 80s coming in.
That's amazing.
And forging away, no problem.
Yeah. God, you said I'd have to try it myself. we mentioned bog iron earlier on. What exactly is it and why is it so beautiful?
So, for me, if think of it like growing your own food. So, when you go to the shop and you buy a packet of carrots, that's, you know, you appreciate them, but you've eaten them and that's it. When you've grown that from a seed and you've taken all the risks with it and you've, you know, you've finally got your food in front of you, you're more involved with it. Like, it means more to you. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with bog iron. So, when you're going out into the bog and you're looking around, you're traipsing around and you found your bog iron, you've dug up your ore and you've brought it home and then you've spent a couple of days building a furnace and turning that iron oxide into a metal. And then the work involved in processing and folding that metal into usable iron bar and then maybe carburizing it into steel. It's, you know, you are really involved, you know.
And even, like, we've heard, you know, we hear so much talk, and rightly so, about sustainability. So obviously when it's, you know, it's coming from the bog, it is much more sustainable.
In the sense that it's there.
Yeah.
It's there for the taking. It's a renewable resource in the sense that, unlike a geological iron ore, which would be used commercially, which would take tens of thousands of years to form. Bog iron is produced perfectly naturally by a bacteria in the bog that just takes soluble iron oxide and steals one little electron from it, which turns it into non-soluble. So it settles down, and over 30, 40 years, you'll have a nice layer.
Because we were talking yesterday about allotments and, you know, when you're creating something yourself and just the sense of pride and the sense of fulfillment that it can come from, you know, making something and watching it come to fruition. And you were mentioning that there, just obviously just using something completely different. But for you in your trade and, you know, even as you said, there mightn't be a whole pile of you. Like, is there a community there? Are there people that you talk to? Is it a way to to connect as much as it is a way for you to run a business?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. So we have lots of events because maybe we don't have the standard of training that we'd have in other countries, you know, as in government-organized training. We'd meet often and we'd share tips and tricks and skills and processes between us. And even though we'd be like literally in business competition with each other, you know, we'd still sit down at the weekend and, you know, help each other out and share skills and try and grow the craft.
I get that. Because
it's not really like a vocation for a lot of people. Like.
Yeah, but I, like even as a sports person, you know, some of my best friends were on opposing teams during through the years. We'd be playing against each other, you'd be tearing strips off each other on the pitch, and then you cross the white line and you're pals again, you'd sit down and chat. So I love that. Is it dangerous at all, your trade? Like, you know, with fumes, and obviously you're dealing with fire. So
no,
any injuries?
No, it's not dangerous. There's... The only danger really would be like kind of misuse of tools and bad techniques. So because a lot of people learn from YouTube or maybe from books, so they don't learn proper hammer technique. And then you might get kind of long-term damage to joints and things like that. But that's why we're trying to, you know, push education as much as possible and get people down to the likes of the blacksmithing school in Limerick. And it's just opened up, actually, an NVQ course up in Enniskillen in the north.
Oh, great. Well, actually, speaking of people learning and doing things correctly, tell me about the Furness Festival in County Clare that's happening.
Yeah, it's an amazing festival. So that's where I first learned about bog iron. And I would have grown up in the bog and I'd never heard of such a thing. And so I was invited there 4 years ago, I think, just as a blacksmith to work the iron that they were making. And the second I seen it, I was just in love. That was it then. So that's changed the whole part of my business and passion, you know, towards that end of things. So the Carrickconnell Furnace Festival, I'd say it's probably one of the biggest furnace festivals in the world.
Mm-hmm. And they were saying Europe's most unique heritage festival.
Yeah, it's an amazing event. Like, so you could, last year, for instance, even though we focused primarily on bog iron, we'd have maybe a geological hematite from Antrim and people smelting that. We could have teams from Germany running an African-style furnace. We could have teams from America running an early Irish system. It's, you know, it's a wonderful mix of experimental archaeology, of craft, of blacksmithing, and iron smelting, you know.
So there's plenty for people to go around. So that is happening in the Burn this 23rd and 24th of August. It is held at the ancient Carrickconnell Stone Fort in County Clare. It's obviously steeped in history, the historic ring fort. So there is plenty happening there. And for more details on that festival, you can visit carrickconnell.com. And to see more of Jamie's work, you can go to triscollforge.com. Jamie, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us. I feel now I know a little bit more about blacksmiths, because there was I thinking it was only about shoeing horses, but it's not that at all. It's so much more. So thank you for telling us today and giving us your time.
No bother at all. Thanks very much.
Take care. Bye.